Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
I was down, as you saw it there today, we had a number of special situations. We got in the red zone today, had a good couple of competitive periods there, a couple of two-minute periods that were very good. And other than couple of pre-snap penalties and the ball on the ground with the center quarterback exchange happened today, that's certainly unacceptable. I thought the guys really finished strong and got through practice and once again, in a highly competitive manner. I think we got a lot out of it. We helped rebuild our team, and today was a good step and continue to build and move our football team forward.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
How
I mean,
so?
it happens both in the protection game because of his acumen. You know, he's played this game a long time. You know, he's a 9-10 year veteran. He's seen it all. He's also doing within the framework of our passing game as well. He's able to get guys in the right position, change routes quickly. And get the best out of and most out of each and every play. That's kind of where he is. He's kind of fixing it at the line of scrimmage when he needs to get it done. Yeah, I like the competitive part of it. I think that Marquise continues to grow, and the guys that are with us are all competing. You know, whether it's I'm going to probably miss a guy here late in the day, but whether it's Armani or Chris or Michael Spurlock, and obviously, you know, Eric's in there as well. I'm probably missing one guy off the top of my head. I can't remember who it is, but I think all of them are doing well at this point in time, and they have, of all positions, need a couple days off. So the next 36 to 48 hours will be good for their legs. They've been doing most of the running. I think it's competitive. I'm liking what I see, and it's a day-to-day competition. Ryan's made some plays out there. He's covering the tight end in man-to-man coverage. He's out there. He's smart. He's making calls when he needs to. He's been in the right place, and he's had a very good start to camp. Well, you know, we've got a lot of confidence in all those guys. It's a competition between, as you said, between Eben, Brian, Ola, and all those guys are certainly very capable guys that we're glad to have. And so they're getting the work and. Against the ones, and you know that gets us better. I think it's just the nature of, you know, in every play, we're trying to take advantage of the weakness of a defense. That's the nature of the passing game, and today it happened to be those players and in those positions and in those particular concepts. And you know, we continue to move people around. You'll see wide receivers catch balls in the same areas that tight ends do because we move people around. So that's a good thing. We want to spread the ball. We want to spread it horizontally across the field and vertically. And we got a lot of that today, and that certainly helps our defense as well. We want to try to give our defense every possible throw that we can continue to grow on both sides of the ball. Well, I think it's really evident out here the way our guys are using their hands. And I mean, you can just see them working around the practice field during the course of the day. I mean, the guys are feeling good that you know, he's bringing added value to our football team, and I think we're seeing it in our play.